This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional community at a time. And you have to ask yourself, is your community an exceptional community? If it's an American community, it's exceptional. Leave no doubt about it. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And we're going to be taking your calls today, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255 to call in, and we're going to be talking about a wide range of things here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can email me at paul@a21r.com or paul@agenda21radio.news. Either way, you'll get a hold of me there, and I do check the emails, and we'll be checking again the emails at the break. Coming up in just several minutes. But before that, breaking stories from East Coast to West Coast. The first one on the West Coast, Oroville Dam. And what is all the secrets about the Oroville Dam? Well, the big secret is that underneath the Oroville Dam, Hyatt Power Plant is a secret, top secret laboratory that has been in operation, I guess, since the 50s, 60s. and 60s primarily, a Cold War era laboratory that is registered on the Superfund for cleanup. That's underneath the Orville Dam power plant. A lot of people don't understand about the dam in Orville Dam is that the power plant, the Hyatt power plant, sits underneath the dam itself. And it's literally the dam's on top of the power plant. That's the way it's made. And underneath that power plant is, well, a laboratory. And this laboratory deals in subatomic particles, Cold War era. And now there's great research in subatomic particles. And this lab information, all this lab content, basically, I guess you would say, first of all, the institutional knowledge of all the scientists has now been moved to another location. Starting in 2014, the appreciation pictures are shown at Orville in 2014, actually. So that all that stuff has been moved out of there, but they are using it as a remote site from what we're understanding. So this is an amazing story that has its roots in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, and the Cold War. And now, of course, today it's a potential problem. Well, not only is the dam a problem, because we've already had overtopping of the dam, we've had the failure of the emergency spillway, the failure of the main spillway with the failure of the main spillway gates, the failure of the dam itself. You know, you have to ask yourself, what works at Orville? Hello? And there's so many questions, but we think on Agenda 21 Radio, we have the answers for you. And we're going to be rolling out this series to talk about what in the world is going on at Orville. Can you imagine two disasters if the dam fails completely and breaches and that water drains down? What type of pollutants are going to come and emanate from the base of the dam from this, potentially very highly radioactive Superfund cleanup site underneath the dam? Think about that. I mean, you get a twofer. You get, if in fact there was another overtopping and the dam was to breach and go away and do all the things that, you know, these dams do that are earth-filled dams, they move very quickly. And it would ruin, of course, all the farmland, probably kill, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the wake of the wave that would certainly come out of the Orville Dam from the water, form a wave that would go and inundate well south of Sacramento, well over 100 miles south of Sacramento. I mean, it's south of Orville. And so that's just a huge amount of area. But, of course, it would destroy valuable, valuable farmland, very highly productive farmland. So you would probably have worldwide famine, since this farmland they're destroying is mostly rice fields, which on any given year, we in this area are the second or third largest rice producing area of the world. Now I want you to think about that. That's a lot of rice. Most people depend upon rice on the planet. This area is one of the largest in the world, second or third depending upon the season. So it's very problematic if you think about it. Plus, you have potential nuclear waste or whatever waste is contained down there being brought up. I mean, that is Fukushima on the West Coast. Now, on the East Coast, we have Anthony Weiner. And we helped to break this story with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, earlier in the show. And the revelation that he's going to accept a plea deal today and appear in court in New York and plead guilty to a single count of distribution of child pornography, from what we understand. I find that elucidating to say that. I mean, don't you love it when a plan comes together, except for what's going on out here in California? A little distressing. But the whole thing on the East Coast, this whole thing with Donald Trump, this is the big story. Donald Trump is going to be leaving. He's going to be going on this trip today. We're going to talk about that and the ramifications of that. We did a pretty good job, I think, of covering that one in the first hour, but we're going to come back to it. But this whole thing with threats of impeachment, all that, this is now being turned upside down, and making the Dems look bad. It always is this way. Have you noticed that with Donald? He somehow makes, he has this unique ability to forecast what's going to be happening ahead of him to the point where he pulls people into his little trap. I call it giving people that you are, well, at odds with enough rope to hang themselves, because surely they will. And now you have a whole cavalcade of Democrats who are against him, who are all of a sudden for him. I mean, you can't make it up. Because why? Because he's got the keys to the kingdom. Let's not forget that. And now the Dems are really, really worried that this Mueller thing is actually going to be used against them in the Democratic Party and Bill Clinton and Comey and Barack Hussein Obama. That's what they're worried about. They have good reason to be worried, because Donald Trump, like I said, has the keys. They don't. So, yeah, now you have Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. They're all running away from this notion. We don't know. There's never been a connection. We don't know about any kind of connection between the Russians and Donald Trump and the campaign. We don't see nothing to see here. Let's just all move along. You know, when they have their own crisis that they've created with a problem that they've created, then all of a sudden they just jump switch you and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. Just move along. Just move along. Nothing to see here with the Russians. Nothing to see here with Anthony Weiner and his wiener. Nothing to see here. It's tough to be them right now, because Donald is winning again. I'm not really tired of it, like Donald said we would be tired of winning, right? Are you? Not me. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so where is Donald Trump going? A little bit of a map for you, a mental map where he's going. First of all, he's going to be going to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's number one. Number two is Jerusalem. Number three is Rome. Number four is Brussels. And then he's going to Sicily. Not sure about the Sicily thing. I didn't get prepped on that one. I just didn't. In fact, I just knew of four. And you know, when I got the list just a few moments ago, I'm going, where's Sicily? What's going on? I mean, I know where Sicily is. My God, I have some Sicilian friends. And you know how it is. You better be proper when you're around your Sicilian friends. They might want to, well, Sicilian you. I mean, that's kind of a silly notion, isn't it? Anyway, so why is he going to Sicily? It said, anyway, in Saudi Arabia, the president, whose campaign was marked by heated anti-Muslim rhetoric and whose administration has tried to enact a travel ban from several Muslim-majority countries, will deliver a speech to the Islamic world meant to be a clear contrast to the vision Obama laid out in his first trip to the region. Now that, you may recall, is a discussion that I was having in the first hour about Obama and what he did in the Middle East, which set off the Arab Spring, which set off the collapse of Egypt, which set off the collapse of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, Benghazi, and of course, migration to Europe. Basically, creating ISIS and ISIS creating up the stirring of the pot, so to speak, so that many people in the Middle East would be traveling to, you got it, to Europe and other parts of the world, including the United States of America. Kind of interesting. I just think that's just enlightening. In Rome, it says here, the president will call upon Pope Francis, the popular liberal-minded communist pontiff. No, did I say that? Did I say that about the good Pope? Communist? He is a communist. We got to call it like it is, guys. He's a well-known communist. He's a well-known communist in Argentina, where he's from. Everybody knows that. I mean, one of the most embarrassing moments for the Pope, you may recall, was 2 years ago. He's visiting. He comes over to, you know, I think it was his first visit to the Western Hemisphere. And he goes, and this is just prior to him coming to the United States. You may recall the pontiff coming to the United States. And that was when John Boehner was still Speaker of the House, and John Boehner crying, sobbing uncontrollably when the Pope is speaking to the call. Why does, you know, there? What is that Suter-Bulber effect when you just start crying? Is that what it is? Does John Boehner have Suter-Bulber effect? I guess maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. When he just starts crying, I've never been around that before. But here we have the Speaker of the House who's got that problem. I mean, this is no offense to people who have that effect on him. But, you know, the guy who's just sobbing uncontrollably, I mean, God. And, you know, he would say things and do things and just break out into tears. So, obviously, he's got that issue. Maybe. I don't know. So, the Pope, though, when he comes over the Western Hemisphere, his first trip back from, you know, he was in Argentina. This is a Pope who grew up in Argentina. By the way, the death squad thing in Argentina, long known to be a big deal in Argentina, and some of the problems that the Argentines had with trying to control their populations. Back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, and you know, this was something that really wasn't clearly known to the United States at the time, but a lot of the death squad thing, sort of slash Nazi style, round up the usual suspects and send you off to various camps. There's a lot of parents who were sent trying to find their children or husbands or whatever. It was a bad, ugly scene. But, you know, that's the environment where the Pope grew up. But he's long been known to be a Marxist. Absolutely. And, in fact, when he was here, that first trip he made to the Western Hemisphere, Bolivia, the president of Bolivia, gave him a huge, I mean, this is a huge hammer and sickle. And emblazoned on the hammer and sickle was a crucifix. That was the president. That was the president of Bolivia giving this present to Pope Francis. Say, here you go. We sure appreciate your Marxism. This is known. I mean, this is, but, and of course, the Catholic Church in part is really, really in turmoil because of this Pope, because you've got the good Catholics who just don't cotton too much to this Marxism business. And then you got the totalitarian Catholics, such as those adherents to the Pope. And by the way, the Pope is lined up 110% with Obama on everything from social justice to the environment and economy. That, now, you can't get any sweeter than that. The three of them were harmonizing together. So what does that tell you about the Pope's leanings? I mean, and he's a, you know, Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit Pope. So you have that going on. Anyway, so off we go. The Wild Blue Laundry yonder says, in Rome, the president will call upon Pope Francis, the popular liberal-minded communist pope. Trump denounced Francis during the campaign, calling the holiest man in the Catholic faith disgraceful for questioning his faith. Donald takes no prisoners, remember. And there's a couple of times in which the Pope criticized the campaign of Donald Trump, and he kind of slapped him around in response, Donald did. And so I don't know why the Pope felt compelled to criticize a candidate for president of the United States. See, I think that's just out of line that the Pope would do that. And obviously, Donald Trump did too. He clearly said, this is out of line. So just that little thing going. Tel Aviv, he's going to be there. Bethlehem, on the 22nd and 23rd, he's going to be in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Bethlehem, the West Bank, on the 23rd. And it shows that Brussels, the 24th and 25th, the president's first meeting with leaders from all 26 NATO member nations will provide him the opportunity to press them for greater financial contributions. This is part of his campaign. Says his scheduled speech at the summit will also give him the breathing room to proclaim America's underlying commitment to NATO, even though Trump called the alliance obsolete while he was campaigning. Along the way, the president will meet Belgium's King Philippe and Queen Matilda and Prime Minister Charles Michel. He will also have a working lunch with newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron. Sure wish it was Le Pen, but it's Macron. And then he's going to go to Taormina, Italy on the 26th. And this is the 43rd G7. So that's what it is. It's the G7. It used to be G8. What happened to G8? I think Putin was kicked out, right? What it was? So the G7 summit will be held on the island of Sicily and will be a chance for Trump to press America's economic agenda and call for greater security cooperation, according to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. It will also allow the president to appear presidential and calm the free world's top economic Powers about his leadership style. Trump will also attend a dinner hosted by Italian President Sergio Mattarella after seeing the famed La Scala Philharmonic Orchestra play. That ought to be neat, actually. There's nothing like orchestra and opera in Italy or Europe. There's nothing like it on the face of the planet. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
You have SLT vehicles in stock. Visit mygmcdealer.com.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protesters at Northwestern University shut down a sociology class after a professor invited a representative from ICE to speak to the class. The protesters claimed that speech could make some students feel uncomfortable, so it was shut down. All of this, as the school's president says, free speech is not absolute. To talk about this morning, we've got the president of the Northwestern College Republicans, David Donnelly, and public relations secretary of the Northwestern College Republicans, Sammy Quattle. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for having us.
All right. David, let's start with you. So this professor invited in wanted both sides of the story. So the first speaker was going to be this ICE agent who would talk about their mission. And the second guest was going to be somebody who is in this country illegally. What happened when the ICE agent was talking?
Essentially what happened was that several students on campus got together and they were upset that the ICE agent was coming. They felt that it threatened undocumented immigrants who were going to Northwestern or on Northwestern's campus. In reality, what it really was it was just a PR person for ICE. And right. What it was supposed to be was a two-day sort of seminar that was going on in a sociology class that would give the students two really great perspectives of basically what's going on in the immigration reform debate.
Surely. And apparently some had complained that the appearance by the ICE representative, Sammy, would make them feel unsafe. Although I think the ICE representative probably felt unsafe because got a completely disrespectful reception from the class.
Exactly. And that's why Professor Redbird had really no other choice but to cancel the event at the end. You know, the protesters were making an unsafe environment for the students, for the mm-hmm. professor, for the guest. And really, this is a very troubling trend around the whole country, where universities are becoming less safe for freedom of speech and less safe for expression and different ideas, which is really, really disappointing.
It is disappointing. You go to colleges to hear all points of view. I mean, if you want to be in an echo chamber, that's easy. You can do it in your own basement. David, while they did shut down the ICE representative, your university had no problem inviting somebody who was convicted as a terrorist, for killing two students when they hit a bomb, the organization hit a bomb in a box of candy. That person was able to speak on campus, weren't they?
Yes, they were invited by a student group on campus. And there was also a protest by Northwestern students on that same day also, but it was more akin to what we're used to at Northwestern, which is usually peaceful protests that do not have the objective of shutting down the event. A lot of students actually had a silent candlelight vigil outside of the building where it was being formed, and I think was a great example of a good form of protest because the speaker still got to speak. Students who were in opposition to it were very clearly able to make their point, and freedom of speech basically won the day that day.
Speaking of, well, if you say so, but then I saw in the Wall Street Journal, apparently the president of Northwest said that the First Amendment, Sammy, the First Amendment is not absolute. When you heard that, did you think, wait a minute, what's going on? Where am I?
Yeah, you know, this is the same, you know, I love Morty, but at the same time, I think he's really wrong about this. He, you know, earlier in the year to the freshman class, he defended safe spaces. I think in a lot of ways the administration has been a little bit complacent. They haven't been very aggressive towards us or towards freedom of speech in general, but I think they can do a little bit more to defend it and at least tone down the extremism by, you know, this group of students.
Yeah.
And to not to jump in here, but to be clear, President Shapiro actually was very clear on he condemned this specific incident. In the past, he said that freedom of speech is not absolute. And I think from his perspective, that's a lot of safety concerns come up in situations like this. But in terms of this specific ICE event, he's condemned it, and the university is actually opening an investigation.
Well, that's good, because you've got to be tolerant of all points of view, especially if they are in a safe space, simply speaking their mind. David and Sammy, we thank you very much for getting up so early today out there in Chicago. Thank you, guys.
Our pleasure.
Interesting. The Constitution is not absolute. It's pretty absolute about that, but, you know, this is the conundrum that all these universities and colleges have found themselves in. The conundrum of controlling speech. You know, and again, they cite this. The easiest way out for these people is to cite safety reasons, and you saw how well that worked out in Berkeley, when you had Bass Stickman and other people show up with their helmets, goggles, gas masks, and shin guards, breast guards, shoulder pads, and other assorted equipment ready to take on the world and beat downs. That was a pretty good example of what you have when you want absolute, non-absolute speech and safe spaces and all the other stuff. You know, when you start parsing out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then you should expect some blowback. But this, I hope it's a good learning thing ultimately for the rest of the world, because this kind of stuff is going to start going away. And I brought this up because this Shapiro guy, the president of Northwestern, he's apparently moving away from safe spaces. This is what I sense. This is why I played. This is an opportunity that where maybe a university is now going to reevaluate this whole thing of political correctness. And, you know, you might feel uncomfortable because, listen, This has been proven time and time and time again. The First Amendment does not please people and make you feel comfortable and good all the time. It's designed to protect even that speech that makes you feel uncomfortable. You might not like it, but if you're going to take that away, you're going to go right down the slippery slope. This is what the Founding Fathers knew. You're going to right down the slippery slope of taking away all speech. And we've seen that in California, but boy howdy. One of the components of the First Amendment is freedom of press. And by the way, we have seen that slippery slope demonstrated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again with Jerry Brown. And the Democrats down in the Capitol wanting to run roughshod over everything that goes on. That's what we have been seeing. So, the First Amendment and freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of religion and freedom of assembly, those are things that are there that are absolute. Hello. And now people are starting to get away. I think it's just because more and more pressure. Now we've got a different president, different philosophy. And it's going to be difficult to get to all these universities because of so much control, especially the control that's exerted by the University of California. That system, the university system, is a very, very strong influence on all the other universities around the nation. They listen to those things that come out of the University of California, especially Berkeley, which is the crown jewel of the UC system. Safe spaces, anyone? Freedom of speech zones? What? The first time I ever really saw one of those was at the Bundy Ranch. I mean, the pictures in the Bundy Ranch where the Bureau of Land Management had set up hurricane fencing, you know, that orange fencing around ski lodges. Yeah, I know from skiing. That all that stuff? Yeah, that stuff. That they set up a big square. And that's where, if you wanted to protest, this is where you protest. This is where your freedom of speech can be exercised. Right here, this is the whole controlling speech. Absolute guarantee of freedom of speech. We might not like what you're saying, but the bottom line is it's real simple. You can say what you want to say. That's the way this nation is. That's the way we roll in this country. And these people who want to put it in a little bit different light, wrong. It ain't working. And I think this Northwestern thing is a great example of how it's going to start shaking out. More and more people are going to have to take that little look. Because, you know, the bottom line to it is a lot of these schools realize federal funds are on the line for them. And there's a new sheriff in town. Do you think they might be leaning towards protecting the First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the other amendments? You bet they are. It's always about the dollar. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
American people, and undermine the very foundation of this republic. And it is unlike anything we have ever seen before in American history. Earlier today, at a news conference, President Trump, he addressed these unprecedented attacks. Watch.
I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero. I think it divides the country. I think we have a very divided country because of that and many other things.
Months of coverage, zero evidence. The president's right. For example, let's look at all these Obama administration scandals. No special counsels. Benghazi, the IRS targeting conservatives, the General Services Administration, their spending scandal, Fast and Furious, Hillary Clinton's private email server. We know felonies were committed there. The Clinton Foundation, the pay-to-play scheme. Remember, Uranium One, 20% going to Vladimir Putin in Russia. Bo Bergdahl, the Iranian prisoner swap, the VA scandal, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton on the tarmac, that meeting, surveillance rules changes, James Rosen and journalists hacked. Solyndra, the Secret Service prostitution scandal, unaccompanied minors entering the U.S., Hurricane Sandy funds, healthcare.gov contracts. The threat against President Trump now is real. It is metastasizing into a clear and present danger. It's only going to get worse. Now, we're learning tonight that the DNC is now pumping money into what is being called, quote, the resistance summer. It's the left's plan to attack and obstruct the president at every turn. So, it's time for you, the American people, you irredeemable deplorables that went out and went to the rallies and voted for him. Time for you to stand up for what you wanted and what you voted for in November. As you heard me say, this is a choice election. Now, everything that you have voted for is under attack. You voted for the economy, you voted for millions of new jobs, you want people out of poverty, off of food stamps, and back in the labor force, you wanted lower taxes, you wanted tax reform. You voted to repeal and replace Obamacare. That process is now underway. You voted for a much stronger military, for a president that can actually say the words radical Islamic terrorism and defeating ISIS.
You voted for energy independence. You voted for more control of education to be sent back to the states. You voted to cut government regulations and jobs. And most importantly, you voted to drain the swamp and upend the power structure in Washington, D.C. that has been failing you and the American people for decades. These forces that are working to unseat President Trump, they don't care about fixing the gigantic mess that President Obama left behind after 8 years of incompetence and failure. They don't care because they're inside this corrupt Washington cabal. They are the swamp. They prosper, Americans suffer. And that's why these groups, they don't care about the numbers that we showed you from the Obama administration from back during the campaign, night after night. The lowest labor participation rate since the 70s. Almost 95 million Americans out of the labor force. The worst recovery since the 1940s. Lowest home ownership rate in 51 years. 11 million more Americans on food stamps after Obama. 8 million more in poverty. 43 million total. One in five American families without anybody in the workforce, one in six American men, prime working years, 18 to 34, incarcerated or living home with mommy and daddy. And when President Obama left office, he had accumulated more debt than every other president before him combined. A guy that said $9 trillion in debt is irresponsible and unpatriotic. Now, these forces, they want to prevent the president from fixing this mess and improving your lives. And as we have been explaining on this show, there are five specific forces now working to take down the president. Let me explain in order in terms of the dangers that they represent. Number one, the most dangerous, the deep state. Former FBI director James Comey, obviously disgruntled, fired, ex-employee, showing a vendetta now against the president. I guess he's angling for his multi-million dollar book deal, a miniseries, primetime interviews, a movie, and probably wants to work for MSNBC. Now, we've seen the deep state working around the clock, undermining, sabotaging, and leaking, which hurts, and hopefully in their case, they want to destroy the president. The deep state must be purged, and we've got to get rid of the people that are now the biggest threat to this republic and, of course, the free election of Donald Trump. Number two, the Destroy Trump media. They're the second worst in this alliance, if you will. The purveyors of fake news and bizarre tinfoil hat conspiracy theories with no evidence, collusion, Russia, none whatsoever. Now, these propagandists, these liars, breathlessly pushing one manufactured scandal after another. Why? Hoping that just one of their constant smears against the president sticks and will lead to his downfall. And, of course, you have the Democrats. They've been totally unhinged since November 9th. Now, they've been attacking and obstructing the president at every turn because they can't accept the election results of you, the American people. Then, of course, you can always count on those very same establishment Republicans, you know, the ones that were afraid they may be accused of shutting down the government, the people that never supported President Trump, even though they're in the same party, never supported his agenda. Well, now they're dragging their feet to implement what you voted for. Just look at Senator John McCain. This is a disgrace. He's now saying that this Comey witch hunt is reaching the point where it's Watergate in terms of its size and scale. No, Senator, it's not. And you should know better. And number five, then you have the Never Trumpers, the least impactful, groups like National Review, the Weekly Standard, people who never thought or wanted Trump to win. They would have preferred Hillary pick the next Supreme Court justice. But now they want vindication and relevance. Make no mistake, this is now about overriding an election, the election results, the will of the American people. This now combined is undermining our democratic process.
Well, Sean Hannity's right. And, of course, you know, Sean Hannity has stood behind Donald Trump for a long time. He certainly impressed me at CPAC in Washington, D.C. last year when I was there and saw his little shtick. He did a fabulous job for Donald Trump, and he's right about these Republicans, all five of the elements there, trying to destroy the president and destroy the United States of America. It's the deep state. It's the Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's all those things wrapped up into one package. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I was ruminating, recollecting about Scooter Libby and Dick Morris's article yesterday, and it was about the Valerie Plame affair, in which the special prosecutor with no crime to come up with, Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, indicted poor Scooter Libby and aide to VP Dick Cheney for perjury, a crime that would never have taken place had he been not had there been no investigation. And that was the Valerie Plame thing, outing her as a CIA agent, I think is how this whole thing went down. It said it was Dick Cheney who was in charge, and it's supposed to be some laws that were violated. So anyway, that's how that whole thing came out, and Scooter Libby got prosecuted. Had there not been an investigation, because there was no there, that's what I was talking about. So I wanted to kind of clarify that before we end the show. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, 821r.com, And our the email address, which I'll be responding to after the show, is paul@agenda21radio.com. And numana.com/agenda, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio, give them a call or email them and purchase your survival needs there at Numana. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, it's time we all stand together behind our president. The totalitarians would like nothing more than us to step aside and stand down, which we're not going to do. We are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.